Welcome to Mammon Audio. Our contributor John writes, in a previous story, I told you about my friend Neil, and how his grandma thoroughly spanked his bottom in front of me despite him being convinced that she wouldn't. Neil's mother was also a really tough cookie. He also had a grown-up sister, and back in those days pretty much everybody regularly spanked their own children, and sometimes other people's kids too. I was never punished in this way by Neil's sister, although she did sometimes threaten me with a sore bottom. But I certainly got my pants taken down by his mother on several occasions, sometimes put over her knee along with her son, but also, a handful of times, when Neil was not around. Neil's mother used the belt extensively, but the worst spanking I ever got from her was an old-fashioned child spanking, bare bottom and over her knee, with her strong right hand when I was around 8 years old. The reason behind the punishment was my stealing from a local store. The owner of the shop had caught me red-handed trying to take some comic books. Because he had seen me before with her, he assumed Neil's mother was also mine and took me to her house to report the attempted theft. I was actually there being babysat, and my friend was away with his father. When the man had made his case, and been promised that I would be paying for my crime with a sore behind, Neil's mother looked me straight in the eye and said, John, I am very surprised and disappointed in you. I'm sure you don't want your mom to find out about your naughtiness and be ashamed of you. I shook my head. Well, I'm afraid you do need to be punished, so I am going to give you a spanking myself. Come here to me. On the few occasions I had been spanked by her before, she had taken down my pants and undies and used her belt. However, this time was to be different, as I gathered when she began by taking off my shirt before turning her attention to my lower clothes. Naughty boys always need it bare bottom, but what you did was very wrong indeed, and so you are going to be stripped naked. Although Neil's mom had seen my bottom and privates before, having all my clothes taken off was super embarrassing, and my face was the color of a beetroot as she prepared me for my punishment. When she had finished by taking off my socks, I made to go to the drawer where the belt was kept, but she held me firmly by the arm. No, John, she said. I'm so mad at you about this that I might injure you if I whip you with the belt right now. However, you can feel my hand on that naughty bottom of yours, and don't think it's going to be easy. With that, she put me firmly over her broad thighs, put her left hand in the small of my back, and brought down the palm of her right with massive force on my bare buttocks. It was like being hit by a truck, and stung beyond belief. I began to cry, but Neil's mom told me, "You might as well save your tears for a while, young man, you're going to be over my lap for some time." She kept her promise, and by the time I was let up, crying like a real baby, my tail was incandescent. The only mercy was we were the only ones home, so nobody else saw me naked and weeping like a naughty toddler. After the spanking, she kept me naked while she prepared something for me to eat, and I had to sit up, very uncomfortably, at the dinner table and eat it in my birthday suit. As soon as I was done eating, Neil's mom lectured me for a while about the sin of stealing, then to my horror led me back over to the sofa and once again put me over her knee. Well, I thought I was sore from the first time, but the second spanking was on a whole different level. I basically screamed the house down. When she was finally satisfied, I had been spanked sufficiently, Neil's mom carefully sat me up on her lap to have a cry. She had quite a low-cut dress on which showed a lot of cleavage, and she held my crying face tenderly against her near-naked breasts, which smelled both of the lavender perfume she habitually wore and sweat from the exertions of spanking. It was a warm night, so when the time finally came for me to be put to bed, Neil's mom rolled me on my tummy and gently laid a soft single sheet over my very sore backside.